He's a deacon in a church. Nobody knew about his sin. But guess who knew about his sin? God knew about that man's sin. Now, he was hooked on pornography. I mean, he was hooked on that stuff, and he had a little room in the back of his garage that only he knew how to get into, and his wife didn't even know this about him, but he was hooked on pornography, and it cost him his life at a much early age. And whenever his wife was going to have something done in the building, she brought somebody up to measure to do something, and the guy wanted to know where the door was into the about a 4-foot room in the back. She said, "Well, there's no other room." He said, "Well, ma'am, I measured the building on the outside. I measured it on the inside, and it's about a 4 or 5 foot difference." So I said, "There's a room in the back all the way across that thing that in there somehow." But he said, "I don't find a door." And she said, "I've been in that garage many times. My husband said there is no room but that one." He said, "Well, there's some kind of a something." And so they kept looking, and finally somebody climbed up in the attic and found a door, trap door to get down in it from the top. And when they did, they went in there. He had a computer in there. He had all kinds of pictures of pornography, all kinds of naked women and everything in the world, every kind of gory scene you can imagine. But it cost him his life. He didn't realize that. But I'll tell you how easy it is to get to pornography today on the Internet. I am not a man that looks at pornography. I don't believe in it. I hate it. I know it's sin. But last week on my computer, I told Cheryl about this, I went in to look up about sea containers. I typed in the word sea containers. That's a storage container. Y'all know what I mean? And so I listed several places that had them. I clicked on one of them, and when it did, it took me to a place that said, "Enter the website you want to go to." I thought, well, that's obviously not where I want to go, because I don't want to have to enter no information. So I just hit the back arrow, and when I did, it went from there direct to a porn site. Bam! All of a sudden, right on my screen, the whole screen of naked women. I thought, click, close that. I thought, how easy is it for your children, if they're using a computer, to get to a porn site? I mean, it's a click away. In fact, that thing has come up one more time. I'm going to tell Dave when he gets here. I said, "Dave, when he gets back, I'm going to say, I don't know what you got to do to fix that where that cannot get into my computer, but I don't want that junk coming in on my computer. Whatever we got to do to put a blocker on that, I don't want it." Because the devil is out there trying to put you to the test, isn't he? Yes, he is. He's trying his best. Yes, ma'am. Oh, wow. That's the way they do it, huh? And yeah, you're looking up a toy, and then you get sex toys, huh? So you see what I mean? You see, any child might go in and type in toys, looking up toys, right? And the first thing you get is all these sex items. Wow. Is the devil out there? Oh, yeah, he's out there. That's why you got to be in control of what's on your computer. You cannot turn your children loose in a room with a computer without your being there. You just can't do it. You know, and you need to be strong because, you know what? In fact, here a while back, I was talking to a man, and he was in charge of a ministry, and he said, "We go to churches and minister to pastors that are hooked on porn." He said, "Do you know 47% of every church we've went to, the pastor is hooked on pornography?" I thought, wow, that's awful. 47%, that's half of us, are looking at that filth. You know, like I've told everybody, I said, "Hey, if I got to look at a naked woman, I'll have mine go to the bedroom and strip off and I'll look at her. You know, but I ain't going to look at another one, you know, because if I look at her, there ain't no sin. She's mine. I can do anything." Is that, y'all agree with that? You can look at your own spouse. God tells you, you can look upon the nakedness of your wife only, no one else. It's a sin to look upon anybody else's nakedness. It brings a curse upon you to look upon somebody else's nakedness. Wow. You know, so you can almost, you can't hardly go to the beach today without almost looking at totally naked people. Isn't that something? You want to get under a curse? Just go to the beach. All you got to do is look at a few women. In fact, once in a while, they'll have some woman or some guy that'll come running out there, and they'll just strip everything off and run around there totally naked. You look at them, it puts you under a curse. See, we don't realize what sin is from God's Word. But you're not supposed to look upon anybody else's nakedness. It will bring you under a curse. So when we look at these curses that come upon us, like I just said, normal curses follow you to the fourth generation. So if you sin a certain sin, those sins can be passed down to your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren. Four generations from you, unless you happen to have sex with somebody out of wedlock, and if you get pregnant and you bring the child into the world, of course, getting pregnant is all it takes. If you have an abortion, that ain't going to stop it. But if you get pregnant and bring a child into the world, then that child is going to bring a 10-generation curse on you and that child. So for 10 generations, the devil's going to have his legal right to you as a family because you broke God's commands. No sex. Why do you think God told us all through his rules, absolutely let no sex be found among my children out of wedlock? Why do you think he said that? How many of us obey him? Almost nobody. Isn't that something? Almost nobody obeys God. I mean, I see people all the time, you know, that I'll say, you know, I see you're living with this girl. Well, yeah. I said, but I thought you told me you were a Christian. Well, I am. Well, why don't you go to church? Well, I don't have time. But you're living with this girl? Well, yeah. But, you know, I know it's wrong. I said, won't you stop it? But they don't. And so they don't understand why all the problems are coming in their life, why their finances are falling apart, why they're sick and afflicted and everything else, because they're not obeying God's Word. Curses come upon us. And then people, so many times when people have sex before marriage, the child will be born afflicted. Or another thing I've learned, that if they are married and have a child, and then the father has been messing around with another woman, it will either bring some kind of serious disease upon the child, or it will bring an early death to the child. Now, if you think that every man thought for a minute that if he's going to be out messing around with another woman, and his wife has a child, and that child in 1 or 2 years is going to die because of his sin, you think it would change what he does? I would hope so. But you know, some men, you can't tell them that. They don't believe it. You know, they just don't believe it. And so I know when I was in Vietnam, when we first got down there, the Surgeon General came down there on the base where we were, and he told all of us guys, he said, now whatever you guys do down here, he said, do not go to town and sleep with one of these whores. He said, there's prostitutes all over the place in this country of Vietnam. But he said, we have checked out. He said, we went down here to this certain city right here close to the base, and they checked, I forget how many prostitutes for different diseases. And he said, guys, these girls all had at least 2 or 3 different venereal diseases. And he said, some of them, we don't even know what they got. And there's no cure for some of the things they've got. So whatever you do, don't go to town over here. Do you think those guys believed? Most of them didn't. And they told them. He said, it do no good to use a condom. You know, said those things were not protection for some of these viruses. Said some of the viruses we checked, the size of them are so small, they go right through a condom. No problem. So said, don't mess with these girls. One of the little friends I was there with, I mean, he wasn't married, but one of the other guys I was there with was married, and both of them went to town, and both of them went to bed with a prostitute. And they both came back with an awful venereal disease. Now, the one that was not married, I don't know, have no idea what happened to him, but I also don't know what happened to the one that was married and had 3 or 4 children, but I thought, poor guy. Now he has this terrible, incurable disease. And of course, he'll have to tell his wife eventually. You know, she'll have to know, or she'll have this disease too, if the door is open in her life to sin. If she's a clean, pure girl, she won't get it. But if she opens the door, she will get it. Now, no curse comes upon you undeserved. Is that what he said? That's what he said. No curse comes upon you undeserved. So if that girl is dwelling in the secret place of the Most High God, like Psalm 91 says, then can any plague or sickness come to her? If her husband goes to bed with her and has sex with her, and he's infected with a very infectious venereal disease, will it attach itself to her? No. Not if she's walking in the secret place of the Most High God. But how many people do you know that's walking in the secret place of the Most High God? Not very many. Not very many. So we wonder why all these devastating things happen on the earth. Well, it happens because of sin. So that's when I say, anytime I have any kind of a problem begin to come upon me, whatever it is, anything that happens to me, my first question is, Lord, what have I done that doesn't please you? Tell me, and I will be happy to change. And then be ready to fight the battle. Because it's not going to go away probably instantly. It may take a day. I remember one time, years ago, that I was learning to walk in divine health, and I was in my office one day. I was in perfect health. And a guy walked in, and he said, have you read this fax? And I said, well, I don't know. Let me see it. And it says, if certain things were to happen, they might have to close the engineering division, which I was the director of engineering. I had a good job. I was furnished a truck and upkeep on the truck and everything and insurance. And it was a wonderful job. I loved it. I got to travel all over the country, make my own schedules, do what I wanted to do. As long as I kept the company up in good shape in engineering, that's all my VP was interested in. And so when I saw they may have to close the engineering division, I made this statement. Gee, if they close the engineering division, I wonder what will happen to me.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety titled, Live in the Word, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.